Okay, our learning should be in merit for the neshama for the shloshim. If Yitzchak Meir ben Gershon, also for Shlomo for Daniel ben Frum, so Shar Chol Yisrael. Tonight's a very, very holy night for Yartzeit. It's the Yartzeit of Tiferes Shlomo. It's also the Yartzeit of Yaakov Kamenetsky. So we're going to dedicate three Haggadah ideas, very short ideas from the Tiferes Shlomo, the Rebbe of Radomsk. The first idea we have to get ready, Mamash Rosh Chodesh is right around the corner. So we say in the beginning of Magad, we talk about Halach Ma'anya. We say, Lashana Abba Be'ar Yisrael. Hashata avdi, the shana baba nechorin. Hashata avdi. Right now we are slaves. Tiferes Shlomo wants to understand these. What does exactly mean that we're slaves? So he says Tiferes Shlomo an amazing thing. He says even the mitzvahs that we do now, they're still on the level of an eved. That we're doing them on the mitzvahs to be an eved because hargashas chova, it's an obligation. But at the end of the day, we know when Mashiach's going to come, it's going to be the ultimate way to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to be fully with Ava. It says, that's why we daven, ki l'shana haba, navdu ki b'nei chorin. Because at the end of the day, l'shana haba, when Mashiach's going to come, we're going to be like banim. We're not going to be in the din of an eved. We're not going to be in the din of a servant. We're going to be in the din of a ben. Ha'osim ratzon aviyam me'ava mitocheres. That we want to do it, mamash, out of love. And out of freedom. It's not going to be just an all, okay, I have to daven mincha. And that's how we should really live our lives. That we should live our lives, then I have to bench, but I want to bench. And I don't have to daven mincha, I want to daven mincha. So that's what's a hashata avdi. Right now we're on the level of eved, but we say, l'shana abba b'nei chorin, where we're going to be, leave the level of eved and go to the level of ben. Moving on to the vort number two from the Tiferes Shlomo. A beautiful idea that Tiferes Shlomo writes. We know what we famously say at the end of Avadim Ayinu, anyone who lengthens the Sipur of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the story about leaving Egypt, he is praiseworthy. So Tiferes Shlomo has an amazing idea. He says, not only are you praiseworthy, but the Sipur of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Nasaha Hamasaper Atma Meshubach Meula. Through speaking about it, through speaking about the details, you become a more better person. You become an uplifted person. It's not that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to say that you're a great person. You become uplifted. You become praised. The more a person talks about it, he talks about the details of what happened, how did we get there, and talk about the great miracles that happened there, then that makes you more meshubach. It's not like a result oriented thing. The more you do this, the more we get meshubach, right? That's like the Mishnah Perkei Avos. Kol mechabed esabrias hu mechubad, right? The Mishnah says, who is honored? The one who honors others. Right? At the end of the day, you want to be praised? The more you do this, the more you become uplifted, and the more you get praised as well. And finally, the third idea, a very nice idea, we talked about it already in the Psukim, talking about it by the V'she'en Odeh Alishol, we talk about the Pasuk says, V'yigadat levincha, and you should tell your son. So, Tiferes Shlomo says an amazing idea. He says, V'yigadat levincha, the lashon of Haggadah, right, the whole Haggadah Shal Pesach, he says, the really Haggadah means to draw down. And he proves this from a pasuk in Bereishis, Lama Zayin Chav Ches, when the Midianite men were passing by, and the pasuk says, Vayimshichu Vayalu Es Yosef Min Abor, and they pulled and brought Yosef up. So if you look at the onkelos, if you look at the targum over there, for the word Vayimshichu, the word is Unegidu. And the Tiferes Shlomo wants to say, Unegidu is a Lashon Haggadah. He says, it's an amazing thing. He says, the more a person talks about the Haggadah, Mamshichim Es Koach Hanesim Hagdolos L'doro. You actually draw down the miracles nowadays. You draw it down. It says the lashon of Vayimshechu in the pasuk by Yosef. Vayimshechu. If you look at the targum, the word means to pull down. Unegidu. It says that's the lashon of Haggadah. The more you talk about it with your sons, the more you talk about it with your children, the more you actually physically and spiritually bring down those oros. So just to be able to recap. The first we said three ideas from the Tiferes Shlomo for his yahrzeit tonight. Chav Chesach or Chav Tes Adar. I think I believe it's Chav Tes. Second, what is it again? Chav Tes Adar. The first idea we said Hashta Avadi, because we're not right now, even though we're serving Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not the ultimate level. The ultimate level is to be able to serve it with full Ava, full B'nei Chorin. Hashta Avadi, right now we're still in Golas, it's still a level of an Eved. Second idea we said was Harezeh Meshubach. What does it mean to me? Your Marba, the Sipur. He says, not only are you praiseworthy, but you actually get uplifted, and you actually get more praised yourself. You actually become more uplifted, you yourself, the more you talk about it. And finally, the third idea is, Vigarada Levincha. Vigarada Levincha is a lashon of, if you look in the pasuk over there, by Yosef, it says a lashon of, by Yimshichon, and you look at the Targum, The Targum says that the Yimshichu is a lashon of the Nagidu. Nagidu is a Haggadah. He says the more a person talks about the Haggadah, the more a person will be able to draw down the tremendous miracles and tremendous Kedusha of the Yontif. We zochu bezus Hashem to take these three ideas of the Heligot, the Rdamsk Rebbe, to live like them, to live with Ava, to be able to talk about the story as much as we can possible, and not just do our fancy ideas, but really get the kids involved, bezus Hashem, get ourselves involved. And the more we do this, the more we'll draw down all the Nisim Gedolim, Ledorus, bezus Hashem, zochu to have the true Ben status of Bnei Chor and Yerushalayim Mir Kodesh.